nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The one that brings the bikurim has to bring it in a special vessel, a basket. It's called teneh. So now the question that is asked, so obviously somebody come and ask you, can I have some water? So how do you give him the water?
In a plate.
In a plate. Or in what?
A glass.
Glass?
Glass.
Oh, I see. So would you pour it in his mouth? That's not common, right? So obviously it goes without saying that you get a glass, put water in it, and give it to him, right? Is that true?
Yes.
No, we're talking about the waters for now. Is that what we do? Yes. Right. So now, so here it says when you bring the nobari, the bikurim, what's the reason that mentions that to put it in a teneh? It goes without saying. He doesn't bring it in his hand and say, here, give it to the Kohen. No?
Is that the fruits?
The fruits, yes. The seven...
Talks about the poor man and the rich man, right? That one?
Right, but why need it to be mentioned that has to be put in a basket? With other things, we don't have such a thing. Like there's a ma'aser, it's a rumah, says give it to the Levi. Doesn't say put it in a basket, does it? Doesn't say. So now here, the Midrash explains that was Al Shah in the beginning after starting the Torah, it says, Bereshit. So Bereshit means Bishvil Rashid. And who is the Rashid? Rashid means first one. That is the Bikurim. And we have another Rashid. Who is it?
Abraham.
Am Israel. So every human being is called Rashid. He says bring the Rashid and put it in the Teneh. Right?
Or your firstborn.
You can't. Right. So now Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Baghdad, Zechuto Maren Aleinu, Harav says teneh is Rashi Tevot ta'amim, negudot, and otiyot. Ta'amim means ta'am, means the melody. Negudot means?
The vowels.
The vowels. And otiyot means?
The letters.
The letters. So now here we can learn when it says to put the bikurim, the grapes, the figs, the pomegranate in the basket. So then, the inside, the depth of here, that maybe you should put yourself in the basket. And what is the basket? It's a melody in the vowels and the letters. For example, you look at the Aleph. What do you see?
Yud-Aleph.
You see Aleph. So now how do you read the Aleph? So it depends. So sometimes you read it as an A, or an A, or
E,
or
U,
or U. What happened all of a sudden?
Adjusted.
So the letter Aleph, it depends how you select the vowels, yeah. Sometimes it is E, sometimes it is O, and sometimes
A.
So what does that mean? See, some people sometimes claim, this is what I am. That's how I'm raised. This is my Abba. This is the school I went to. So that means he got stuck with the E. So everything happened is the E. But here, the whole chapter of the Bikurim is teaching us, no, you are an Aleph. So what does it mean? You cannot say, this is what I am, because the vows presents that you as a human being, you have the potential to change yourself. And you cannot say, you know, I'm not willing to do any changes.
How do you change yourself?
How do you change? We'll see. So now here,
it's hard for you to do if you don't.
No, he's asking, if you're Aleph, like, so if you get used to the E, that's the Teneh, Ta'amim, Nekudot, Otiyot, So now you don't want to be ah, you want to be u. Everything happens, you are u. But here you see no. If you present a letter that the vowels that is changeable. So now to go from e to the a or a o or a u. So that means you have to accept I'm good enough with the ah, right? I'm good enough with the ah. But here, if you get used to wondering that two great Rabbanim, they were invited. So the first one goes up to the podium and gives his lecture. And the second one is a very great Rav that was well known. And he was known when he gives lecture, he never has a note. He always gives lecture by heart. Hours he gives lecture by heart. But this time they notice, no, he has a note in front of him. It's very puzzling for them. So after the lecture, they wanted to see what exactly went on. How come this time he gives a lecture with having a note in front of him? So when he left, they noticed he forgot his note on the podium. So they go up there and they notice the note that he was reading from, it was his shopping list. But the reason that he read from the note, because the previous Rav, he gave a lecture from the note. So if he would not give a lecture without a note, what would people think? That he is greater than the first one. So what did he do? He grabbed a piece of paper that it was the shopping list. So people would not think that he's better than the first one. So now, you see, he actually was an Aleph with the E. He said, no, I cannot be Aleph with the E. What did he do? He made a patach there. No. Now I have to be A. I was thought of myself. I'm an Aleph with the Cholom. Yeah, oh. So now it's the time that you have to change the vowels. And that's what Rabbeinu Ben Ishai is teaching us. He says, you bring the Bikurim in a tene. What is a tene? It means ta'amim, nekudot, and otiyot. So that means the reshit that is, every Yehudi has to understand, you're not molded and you're not changeable. That's not true. That's what we go through Chodesh Elul every year. Why? Because it has to be a progress. You have to believe, no, I can be better. I'm not here to just be what I like to be. I have to be better. I have to act better. I have to improve. And that's what exactly the whole purpose is. Hashem is like, to be able to change the vows in a good way. All constantly, and it's giving you sure.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.